In the second reading today, St. Paul talks about the fact that the promises that were made to Abraham were made not according to the law, because Abraham lived hundreds of years before the law was put into place, but rather according to faith, that the promises were made by God, but Abraham had to believe. And it was that faith, that belief that he had, that was credited to him as righteousness. That is the same faith, then, that, as St. Paul talks about, is given to each one of us. Those of us who believe are children of Abraham according to the faith, even if we are not so by blood. But it is precisely that faith that we see today also in the glorious St. Joseph, to be able to have that complete trust, that belief, that faith in God and in his promises. We know the promises from the first reading that God made to David. So we look at it and say, okay, well, first of all, we have Adam and Eve, and the promise was made that a Messiah was going to be given. Then we have Abraham. Well, even before that, we have Noah through Shem. Then we have Abraham, and ultimately down to the blessing of Israel, to Judah, and then to David. So we know what line this is going to come from when we hear the promise made to David today that his house and his throne would remain firm forever. Well, on the natural level, you would think that means that there's going to be one of his offspring seated upon the throne as the king of Israel. We know that didn't happen. It did for a while. There were 51 kings that came after David, but by the time it was that our Lord was born, there really wasn't much left. In fact, the house of David was kind of a laughing stock. And so the promise was not made for the natural level. The promise is made for the spiritual level. And so it was not so much a matter that the house of David in a physical sense, and therefore the throne of David, was going to remain as a monarchy, but rather as the angel appears to our Blessed Lady and tells her that God would give him, that is her offspring, Jesus, the throne of his father David, that his throne would remain forever. That's exactly the point that Saint Joseph now has to believe, to be able to accept that in an extraordinary way, God is going to work in a woman who is the most humble person to have ever lived, the most humble human person. And then we have Saint Joseph with his profound humility, his profound love for our Blessed Lady, but his profound love for God. And that faith, then, that allowed him to accept what the angel would say. Again, all you'd have to do is ask yourself, if somebody were to say to you, oh, don't worry, that girl over there, she's pregnant by the Holy Spirit. There's no guy that was involved in the, oh, no, put that out of your mind. It was the Holy Spirit. What are you going to say? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Well, it happened once out of the billions and billions of pregnancies that have happened in the history of the world. That happened once, and it will never happen again. And there was one woman who had to believe, and one man who had to believe. And that's what we see today, the righteousness of Saint Joseph, because of his faith, because he believed. He is the second person on the face of the earth to believe in the incarnation of Jesus Christ. He is the second person after our Blessed Lady to say yes to this mystery. And it's one thing for us to be able, 2,000 years later, with all the teachings of the church and the saints that have come before us, and be able to keep that at an arm's distance and say, yeah, I can believe that. God promised it. All this was there. A virgin's going to be with child and bear a son. We know all these things. Yeah, I can accept that. Joseph couldn't look at it from an arm's distance. He didn't have 2,000 years of church teaching and all the saints. he was in the midst of it. And recognizing his own unworthiness to be in the midst of it, he assumed that he was doing something that was wrong, getting in God's way. But when the angel spoke to him and said, "No, do not fear to take Mary as your wife into your home," he immediately did exactly what God asked him to do. So we see then the pattern for ourselves. We need to work on faith. We need to work on humility. We need to work on the charity. Because Saint Joseph gives to us that example of what it really means to be the children of Abraham, and even greater, what it means to be the children of God. Because we see that humility, and we see that charity in our blessed Lord. But that humility and charity is going to be found also in those he has chosen to be his parents. That's the example for all of us. If we are going to follow in that same pattern, our faith is going to be what will lead us to true righteousness. And that true righteousness is going to be found only when we can live truly in humility and in charity.